first, let's check in on Washington and that looming deadline in Congress to fund the nation's highway projects. If nothing is done by Friday, the Highway Trust Fund runs out of money. Members of Congress are trying to pass a bill to continue that funding, but perhaps not surprisingly, the House and Senate have not yet come to an agreement, with the Senate pushing for a multi-year bill, the House moving towards a three-month extension of current funding. Joining us now is Congressman Carlos Curbelo, a Republican from Florida who serves on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, how are you going to vote on this three-month patch for the transportation bill? Because obviously it sounds like many of your colleagues don't want to do a longer-term fix.
Like everyone else, I'm frustrated. We need a long-term solution for our highways, for our transportation infrastructure. However, the only thing worse than a short-term solution is allowing the Highway Trust Fund to run out of money. So this isn't the ideal scenario. We will continue fighting for a long-term solution, but we cannot allow the Highway Trust Fund to run out of money.
So why not raise the gas tax?
Well, that's an option, and I don't think there's a majority of members in either the House or the Senate that support that option right now, but there are certainly other alternatives to funding a long-term highway bill. We've seen the Senate come up with funding for 3 years in a six-year bill. We think that we could even do a little better than that in the House. Chairman Ryan of the Ways and Means Committee has been talking about the potential of marrying transportation infrastructure with tax reform. Don't know if we'll have time to do that, but it sure would be nice to fund a long-term highway bill without having to raise taxes or user fees on the American people.
So you would not be in favor of raising the gas tax, even though it hasn't been raised in a long time?
If we can do it without raising the gas tax, if there's a path to doing it, I would certainly favor that. I understand the sentiment among many people that say, look, the gas tax has been frozen since 1993. It should at least adjust for inflation. I understand that sentiment. But if we can fund our nation's transportation infrastructure without raising taxes on the American people, I think that's a good option, too.
But isn't the way that that's happening, if you're not going to raise the gas tax, isn't the way that we're funding the transportation infrastructure just simply by borrowing more money?
Not necessarily. We've already seen the Senate come up with 3 years worth of pay fors, including selling oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. There are many ways to fund this bill. Raising the gas tax is certainly not the only way. So if we can find savings and efficiencies in other parts of the budget and move that over to transportation infrastructure, I'm not going to be opposed to that.
But do you think that there is a problem with just these short-term fixes? Because here we are going to be back in just a few months worrying about the exact same thing.
Absolutely. I'm not satisfied at all with these short-term patches. We had passed a longer patch here in the House that would take us all the way to December because we felt it would give us time to work on tax reform and use some of those revenues to fill the deficit in the Highway Trust Fund. For me, that's the only reason or the only way I can justify these short-term extensions, as long as we're working towards a long-term solution. I'm confident that before the end of this year, we will have a 5 or 6 year highway bill authorized and hopefully funded.
Congressman, what does it say about your party, the Republican Party, that you control both the Senate and the House and cannot agree on what to do about this transportation bill right now? Because the Senate would like a longer term fix.
Well, look, we may all belong to the same party, but in the United States, we only have two political parties. So there's a lot of diversity within those parties. And in the Senate, we all know that the Democratic majority is significant because we have 54
The Democratic votes. Minority, you mean?
The Democratic minority is significant because it takes 60 votes to get almost anything done there, and there are only 54 Republicans. So it's not as easy as it sounds when we say, well, Republicans control Congress.
And are within the GOP, are you with your fellow Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina, who has filed a motion to oust House Speaker John Boehner from his post?
No, I think that's a major mistake. It's a distraction. Look, this Congress has gotten a lot done. under Speaker Boehner and Leader McConnell's leadership. We've passed deregulation bills, bills to help small businesses, bills to make it easier to fight human trafficking. This Congress has been very productive. And going into the August recess to file this motion, it just seems very selfish, off message, tone deaf. And in my case, I'm not going to allow that to distract me from the important work we have to do here.
Congressman Carlos Curbelo from Florida, Republican. He serves on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.